Good afternoon. Yes, it is afternoon. Actually, it's 2 minutes after noon. We are gathered at the state capitol for a work session on case number PU-21-10, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, cost of gas. I do not have any opening comments other than to say I got through this most recent filing, and strong feelings which one of the 14 and 16 month periods we choose. I prefer the shorter just to keep it in close line with the getting the tariff part, whatever the time frame is, what we change to get into a normal tariff cycle, we can mirror that. And that holder, which is Brian Crosius, who's participating remotely. We also have in the room, Brian, for your benefit, Rick Dushuk and Marcus and Pat Vaughn, and then Steve and Pamela are also observing. So that's who's here. Now I'm going to pass it to Commissioner Christman.
I think my thoughts are very similar. I like the shorter to keep it within a year and within their cycle. But the fact that some of the Great Plains things are melding into MDU and other areas, I hope that their cycle on this gas will become very soon the same time frame. I can't remember, is MDU gas, is that September through August or October through September?
October through September.
October through September. And so actually, in order to lessen the blow, because this is an impact that we've discussed multiple times, a significant impact on a lot of people who struggle with their heating costs in the winter as it is, this is the ideal time to extend it out for more than 12 months. And I think the perfect time then to make that change. So I guess I would support the 14 months and run it through September, and then be back on track to start fresh next the following winter with whatever cost of gas impacts there are in the upcoming season.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Christman. Brian, we kind of laid out where we're at. Since we've all talked about this a number of times, I think it's appropriate that we just kind of jump right in. So, what are your thoughts, or how would you, what else would you like to discuss or add to what's been said already?
Yeah, are you, I'm having trouble picking up the audio. You're both very faint. I didn't hear anything.
Oh.
Randy said very little of what you said.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I'm going to adjust the volume. I think it would be on that end.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. It's not terribly strong.
We just got gonged. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. It's about the same. It's has a little bit of an echo to it, but.
Yeah, teeny. That's so good. Steve's trying to work his magic. Brian, how about now? I bet you can't hear anything. Brian, can you hear us? Steve is stumped. Can you hear us?
That's actually a little bit better.
Okay.
Although on a side note, it was probably about a week ago, somebody had indicated that when they were trying to listen, that, well, maybe it was yesterday, Dave Cedarquist came through very clear. But they had a very difficult time hearing the commissioners.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's our new system.
So, yeah, it might just be a, you know, a wrinkle we have to work out, but I don't know if that information helps you, Steve, with what you're
attempting
to adjust right now, but it's not too bad right now for me.
Okay. So I'll just bring you up to speed on what Brian or what Randy and I just, we kind of used our opening comments to sort of say where we're at after looking at the filing, and we both support a 14-month, preferred 14-month recovery to get us kind of on cycle with Dakota Gas and minimize any potential carryover of issues that might come up this next heating season that could cause another increase in this that would be layered on top of the one already. So we kind of like to keep it to the 14-month. But did I characterize that appropriately, Randy?
Yes.
Okay, he said I did. So that's where we're at. So we'll turn it over to you now.
Okay, well, I've got a couple of questions for Victor. And he is in the room, correct?
Yes. Yes, Victor and Marcus and Pat.
Okay, oh, we got the whole crew. Okay, and I missed out on that who was participating. But with that said, Victor, you had indicated or mentioned, you know, bringing them into the same cycle as the other. Does that accomplish? Does a 14-month accomplish that?
Yes, it would. 14 months takes the cycle back, or allows for an opportunity to take the cycle to what MDU's normal cycle is. So MDU runs October through September with their true-up. And traditionally Great Plains has run June through May. One thing we discussed during the informal was, as part of this, we would order whichever rate schedule you all would prefer. And then another order point would be for the company to file a tariff revision to change that true-up period within their tariff to run October through September. And if we were to do those things, it would make the most sense, or would be the cleanest, to use the 14-month true-up period. That would essentially end this true-up at the time right before the next one would begin.
Okay, perfect. I'm in agreement with that on this one. That just makes sense. Here's the other question I had related to the scenarios that I believe Travis had sent those and laid them out. The one thing that it seems counter to the heating season, the greatest impact is in the winter months. When you're looking at a January, a December, a January, a February, and the lowest impact from a dollar amount on residential, and I realize there's also the business side of the equation, is it possible, I would assume it's possible, but I'm just going to throw this out because I've been, you know, when we talk about, what is it, $153 roughly, in total for a residential customer?
I'm trying to recall what that number was. I was thinking 120 or 130, but I think
that would be for the
164.
There you go.
Okay, 164.
But is that for firm, or is that for residential? Is
so
mixed together.
Yeah, and actually, so that line in the presentation says necessary residential firm net recovery is 164. So I'm not sure if that is residential or the entire firm category. I would think this is residential. I did my own calculations of these to kind of first of all verify the numbers that MDU provided. and I came up with a total average firm class number of about $257.
Okay.
That would be paid back. So the 164, I think, would be just okay. Residential.
I understood it to be that. They just wanted to make it clear that they're in the firm grouping.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that's why they put that there.
Well, I'm looking at the scenarios. For example, on a, it really doesn't change a lot between recovery lengths. We've got 116 and then 45 under a 14 month, 45.23 in year one, 116.05 in year two. That is 161.28. And then I think there was one scenario on the 16 month. If you add up the 38, 37, the 115, 10, we're talking the 153, 47 that I had in my head. So, but they're going to vary a little bit depending on the length. So we'll just call it in the neighborhood of 160 for practical purposes. What I'm looking at or thinking is, what would the harm be in a flat rate? In other words, just if it's a 14-month period, divide the dollar amount by 14 months. So it's roughly going to be about $11 per month. On the residential side, it would be, you know, a higher flat amount for the larger customers, of course. But what are your thoughts on that, or anyone's thoughts on that? Because it's not a big hit at any given time, especially not in the winter months.
So,
or as big a hit, I should say.
This is Victor. So for the residential customer, there wouldn't be any negative impacts. But the firm, you know, the problem is with this one is we have to do that to the entire firm class, and that would be very akin to doing the seasonal adjustment that we had done with the residential class with MBU and NSP. It would unduly burden certain customers that are in this firm class, some of the commercial and industrial that don't have usage patterns that line up with residential. It could essentially cause some of those customers to pay more than what their share of their contribution to this cost overrun.
Well, wouldn't it be the same for
anybody? Right,
because it's use space. So people who use little would pay more potentially, and others that use both residential and the other.
Yeah, that's
house.
True.
So.
Right. Well, with that said, for a great number of residential customers, for example, it would, for the average customer, I think it'd be a perfect approach, but not everyone is average. Some have above average usage, some below, so that's a good point. Well, with that said, I'm good with the 14-month scenario, and as it's essentially laid out in the filing or the exhibit that Travis provided, Great Plains provided.
Okay. So I will prepare an order for the special meeting we already have scheduled with the 14-month true-up period, and then with an additional order point requiring the company to file a tariff revision for that to modify the true-up period going forward.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Brian, for calling in. Is there anything else to discuss on this? So we'll have it on the special meeting on the, I think we said it for the 28th.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So we should be all set for that. Anything else? Brian, anything from you?
No. Nope, I have nothing else.
All right. Very good. How about you, Randy?
No.
All right. That's it. We're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.